Unit 7. Globe-trotting frog comes home. Swansea, Massachusetts, United States of America. If you love a good mystery, this story is for you. One spring day, Gertrude and John Knight, both 67, were working in their yard. They noticed that the 10-pound cement frog in their garden was gone. "I thought some kids ripped it off," said John. But several weeks later, John began to change his mind. The Knights got a strange postcard that said, "I'm sick of sitting in your garden. Had to get away. Love, the frog." Then the Knights got a letter from New York. "Dear Ma and Pa, I'm in New York. I should be back by Christmas. I'll write again soon." Inside the letter was a photo of the frog at a New York subway station. For the next 8 months, cards and pictures arrived from around the world. The Knights heard from the frog in Indonesia, Sweden, and Italy. A letter from Paris said, "Hi, Mom and Dad. Can't stay here too long. They eat frog legs." Finally, the frog dropped them a line from Japan, which said, "I'll catch you later around Christmas." Sure enough, just before Christmas, the globe-trotting frog arrived home in a limousine. There was also a champagne and a letter for the Knights. "Thanks for being good sports," it said. The Knights don't have a clue who took the frog, but they sure got a kick out of his adventure.